The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
Hello, you're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. On today's episode, you will hear from one of the biggest names in the sport. We have a huge exclusive with Australian shooter Gretel Tippett. She began playing basketball and is incredible to watch because of her dynamic, untraditional way of playing. Gretel, we love watching your game here in the UK. It's always been something special. While we've got you, we'd love to look back at the World Cup. But first, let's take a look back at the Suncorp Super Netball season that's just finished for you as part of the Queensland Firebirds. How did you find it?
Yeah, so our Firebird season, it was a tough one. They say with every loss comes a learning, so we definitely had a lot of learnings, but it's not a season I want to repeat, that's for sure. So we're having a big review process, and we know we need to be able to finish better in those dying moments. We had a few close ones earlier on in the season, and we have had some injuries, but that's no excuse. So I think we'll be all that much more experienced going into next season, and hopefully we can hit the ground running and carry it through and have a successful season.
Over the season as well, you had plenty of accolades too, which was really good to see. You're the first Australian to shoot 100 out of 100. 1,000 National League goals too. Is it nice to celebrate achievements like that?
Oh yeah, it was. I had no idea that was even a record or anything like that. I had no idea going into the Thunderbirds game until I ran into one of my really good friends, Laura Gutz, and she was like, "I'm just letting you know the first shot you take for the Thunderbirds game is your 100 out of 100. And I was like, what? I didn't want to know that. And then I was so nervous. And I think I airballed my 101 shot. So I was just so relieved to have made that 100th shot. I would have been, when I knew about it, yeah, I would have been devastated if I got to 99 and airballed it or, yeah, it had bobbled out. But, no, I think, yeah, it was really nice to be acknowledged, and the more that I learnt about it, yeah, there's, I think, Aaron Van Dyke and Kat Lahr too. So, yeah, very, very humbled to be amongst those amazing women.
Have you found the standard of the league improve in your time playing in it?
I definitely think the standard of the league, every year it gets faster, it gets more competitive. I know our season wasn't the best, but we did only lose to Swifts by 1 point, and we came last, and then they ended up winning the grand final. So it's anyone's game, and that's what I love about it. All the teams on any day can take it out. So yeah, it makes pre-season, it makes every training session, every recovery session really vital, and there's like a whisker that separates all the teams from each other. So that excites me a lot.
You're often referred to as a polarising figure in the sport. We've seen the headlines and many journalists referring to you in this way. What do you make of that?
Oh, yeah, that's a funny one. Everyone seems to bring that one up. I know. I think I'm just thankful that I had Rose and Lisa give me the green light to just bring my game. And I'll tell you now, I tried it when I first started playing netball to play like a normal netballer, and I wish I could, but I'm so awful at it. So I'm very thankful that they said I could just bring my own little style. I know it's been inbuilt me from a young age with basketball, so it's more, yeah, basketball moves and just thinking a little bit differently. But no, I know I've still got some definitely more skills to add to my bow, and that excites me as well. I think I love going to training and trying to learn and be that little bit better every session. But yeah, polarizing. I know, definitely. I'm a people pleaser, so I try and make everyone happy, but I just get so competitive when I get out there on the court and I don't even think about it. So hopefully I can keep building on my skills and help bring more people over to my side.
And it's fair to say you bring a completely different style of play. Does that come naturally to you to play in that way?
Yeah, I think I do bring a completely different style, and it definitely comes naturally to me. I wouldn't be doing it for the sake of it, let me tell you. I'd much rather fit in than be talked about. I was the shy girl at school, and Yeah, but I feel much more comfortable when I'm given the license to play my style of play, and I'm very thankful to the girls around me, to Romelda, Seabass, the midcourt, they all embrace it. And I was Kimberly Revalian when I first joined. She was my biggest support and told me I needed to bring that every game. So I've had amazing people around me from the beginning, and yeah, I just am very thankful that I'm given the license to play a little bit differently.
Lots of the national England players also play part of the Suncorp. Jeeva, Nat, Helen, and they add that extra little something to the league, don't they?
Yeah, I think Jeeva, Nat and Helen are exceptional athletes. They showed it, Helen and Nat showed it in the Super Netball Grand Final. I thought they were two key players in their Swift success, and it shows their connection as well. They've got an amazing connection, and Jeeva, she's just probably tie with Glatzy, the world's best goalkeeper. So, they're incredible to have in our league, and the more English players we can get, the better.
And what's your experience been like in the Diamond setup? I mean, a lot of people are so interested, it's hard to sometimes get access. So can you give us an insight?
Yeah, I love being part of the Diamonds. I'm very grateful and honoured. I know there's over 1.2 million participants in Australia, and to be able to be at the pinnacle and accepted into that team, I know definitely don't take it for granted, and it's so nerve-wracking every year when it comes to Lisa having to give you that phone call. It doesn't get any easier, that's for sure, but yeah, it's an incredible experience and one I'll always remember. I love being a part of it. It's incredible.
Caitlin Bassett has been your captain for a while. Her leadership is hugely admired, regardless of who she plays for internationally. Yes, we'd love to have her over here in England. And yeah, what can I say? We love her here too.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah, Seabass is amazing. She's the most caring, thoughtful, incredible leader that leads by example out there on court, but also make sure we're all going okay off court. And she's great. I love Seabass, so that makes me happy.
We've been quite kind so far. Best ex-diamond?
Best ex-diamond? I would have to say my two favourites. They're my good friends, Laura Geitz and Claire McMinimum. They're incredible. They're my friends for life, that's for sure, and my mentors and everything in between. So, yeah, I can't speak more highly of the two of them. They both led Australia, and I really miss them. I'm very thankful that Claire's still part of the Diamonds in the assistant coaching role, and hopefully once Glatzy has some free time away from Barney and Frank, we can get her to as many trainings as possible.
Here's one, and don't worry, she'll never hear this. Tell us a secret or little known fact about Shani.
Shani, she's a legend. Oh, a little secret or little unknown. Well, when I played with her in Swifts, we all had fake birthdays so we could have as much cake as we could throughout the season. So I had mine on April 1 because I thought it was obvious that I had a fake birthday. Because it was April Fool's, but Shani came and knocked on my door on April 1 and brought me, it was a Lululemon crop top, and she wished me happy birthday and sung to me. And it was so hard telling her that it wasn't my actual birthday. She was so, it was the funniest moment ever. Yeah, that was hilarious. So she's the coolest chick ever.
Going to the Netball World Cup, how did you find Liverpool overall? Have you been there before? Did it compare to other major tournaments that you've been involved with as well?
Liverpool is an amazing city. I loved the shopping. I wish I could have done more. And I feel like the city really embraced all the netballers. They made us feel, incredible, like superstars. I was like, oh, my gosh. And now know what the tiniest feeling of what it's like to be Beyonce. Liverpool really embrace athletes. So it was really cool. And I would love to go back.
What was the whole experience like as a player? I mean, I felt the nerves in the mix zone. I didn't even have enough courage to come over and say hi.
Yeah, the whole atmosphere was amazing. I thought England netball did a fantastic job. Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, my mum and dad, I had my mum and dad and my partner and his mum and grandma over, and they just couldn't speak highly of how amazing the opening ceremony was and the closing ceremony and everything that comes with it, yeah, with nerves and the mix zone of trying to speed walk through so you didn't have to do media. But yeah, we got called back. I still remember we got called back after the grand final to go and speak to the media, and we'd all been crying in the change room, and that was one of the hardest things to do. But and yeah, it was incredible. One of those pinch me moments, and a memory I'll forever have.
What was the whole atmosphere for you like as a player going out onto that huge stage with all of those fans? We felt the nerves watching, so did you feel nerves playing?
Yeah, so I haven't been a part of a World Championships before, but I think, yeah, Liverpool's my favourite so far. So, yeah, it'll make the other nations step up. And every time you play in front of a crowd, whether it be overseas, in England, New Zealand, Australia, when you've got that green and gold dress on, it's like, yeah, it's like I try and take it all in, because it's, yeah, definitely a dream come true.
Did you expect anybody to know who you were as much?
No, I didn't expect everyone to know who I was, so I was a bit taken aback. I felt very loved and very embraced, so yeah, I'm very thankful. It was amazing.
And what were the pivoteers like and the whole organisation from Pearce International? They were great from a media point.
The pivoteers, I loved their name, and they were incredible. They were so, they would do anything for you. I know I had to do a few nervous wheeze, and they were scooting off from the court, and they were right there opening doors for you, showing you the way around. Oh, couldn't be more helpful if they tried. They're incredible.
You'll be happy with things are going at Firebirds then. Or do you want a life-changing decision and fancy a move to our Super League?
Super League would be insane to play at. I know a few of our younger girls have just joined Surrey Storm, Leah and Lexi. I think she's gone to the Wasps, so look after them for us. But, no, it's an incredible experience. How amazing to be able to play over in England. Yeah, the Super League looks insane. I know Super Netball poach a lot of their players, but, yeah, it's a definitely a league I would love to be a part of.
What do you make about Kate Shimmin and Chelsea Pittman playing for England, switching allegiances from Australia to be wearing the red dress? Do you think that it's a good thing? And we can't not ask, do you have any English ancestors?
Kate Shimmin, I know, that's incredible. And Chelsea. Do you know the funny thing is most of us are probably from England. I know Mum and Dad went and visited Dad's father where he grew up in England. So I've definitely got English blood in me, so it'd be interesting to see how many of us did, because I know a lot of the girls, obviously we've probably all come from convicts and got shipped over to Australia and started our lives here. But no, I feel very fond of England. It's incredible, and it's crazy to think it's over the other side of the world. I wish I could just teleport over there and not have to do the big 24-hour flight, because that's what kills me.
Are you sure?
Great question. Oh, no, I am sure. I'm so sorry. I wish.
You're no stranger to Fast Five. Do you enjoy this version of the game more or less than traditional netball?
Yeah, I love Fast Five. I think it's a great for the viewers, great for the players, mixes up a little bit, adds some flair. Maria Flau dominates Fast Five. It's definitely her game. Yeah, I love being a part of it.
You've got a few months to make up your mind. Our season doesn't start till February, but if ever you wanted to come over and play for Surrey Storm, I'll pay for your flight and accommodation. Sounds like an idea?
I wish. Oh my gosh, Surrey Storm, they're incredible. Please look after Leah Middleton. She's an amazing goalkeeper, and I'll be watching her and following the Surrey Storm with great interest.
Thanks, Gretel.
Thank you so much.
What a fantastic episode. How great is it to be able to hear from someone like Gretel Tippett? What a brilliant player. Don't forget, we are here week in, week out at The Netball Show. We love bringing you the latest news, especially now that the English and Australian leagues have wrapped up. So Make sure you keep listening to us during this off period, as we'll be constantly bringing you the latest. Thanks very much for listening. If you liked the episode, contact us at The Netball Show on Twitter. Give us a lovely tweet, because we always appreciate those. And speak to you next time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.